Welcome to week 8 of the Create Program. I am so glad that you are showing up. And speaking of showing up, I want to think this week and invite you to think this week about perfectionism. People often talk in creative work about imposter syndrome. And I often wonder what they mean by that. Really, what do they mean? Are they talking about, when you think about imposter syndrome, are you thinking about the idea that you can't possibly be good enough to be doing this thing that you are doing, that you have no right to be doing this thing? And it feels to me that imposter syndrome is a close cousin to the tendency towards perfectionism. And I want to think about and ask you to think about perfectionism this week, because it feels to me that so often a project cannot be finished because we're hanging on to it because it's not quite perfect yet, or I can't actually even find the ending. I can't let it go. I can't even take the risk of discovering something new on the page, because to take the risk of discovering something new might mean getting something wrong. And getting something wrong doesn't work if we're leaning into perfectionism. Now, speaking of perfectionism, I am currently recording this with the sounds of parrots in the background. So I'm just going to power on in the spirit of modeling, ditching the perfectionism, which is our sort of theme for this week. Quite a few years ago, I asked one of my students if she thought that her perfectionist tendencies were the reason that she wasn't finding herself able to complete her novel and send it off to potential publishers. And she did not miss a beat. She said, oh no, obviously that's not it. I mean, I'm obviously not a perfectionist. If I was, the novel would be perfect. And it's not. Now, the whole point about perfectionism is, of course, that we never believe it's perfect. We never believe it's good enough. We never believe it's ready to go. And that in trying to make something perfect, we fail to take risks. We fail to be in that spirit of playful abandon, playful discovery, which is the underpinning of creativity. You know, I keep thinking about those sort of running jokes about, you know, the questions that happen in job interviews. What would you say are your strengths and weaknesses? What's your main weakness, Bob? Oh, I'm probably too focused on my work and too much of a perfectionist. You know, the joke being, of course, that every employer would want to hire a perfectionist. More perfect for the same money, better work. Who wouldn't want that? Well, you know, actually, I suspect that a smart employer would not want that. And a satisfied artist does not want that. Because perfectionism is the enemy, not merely of the perfect, and it is the enemy of the perfect, but it's also the enemy of the good, the enemy of the adequate. It's the enemy of satisfaction, and it's certainly the enemy of creativity. Because perfectionism means that you don't ever complete. It means you stop yourself before you begin. It means that no idea can really flourish or find its true form because you can't risk being wrong. You can't risk being not great. And what actually happens if we avoid being wrong, if we avoid being bad, we end up being, you know, careful. And creative isn't careful. So this week, ditch the perfectionist. Look, I don't know whether you can hear that parrot in the background. There's a squawking parrot really letting me know that this is a message that I need to hear and respond to as well. Honestly, there will be a time that you will need a critical inner voice. But that's going to come much later when you're doing a final edit. And we are going to, you know, we're going to get to that conversation. When you are ready to send your work off, yeah, absolutely. Get right in there. Polish, make it its best self. Be critically engaged at that point. But before that moment, you are going to need to make a whole lot of mess. Wherever you are in your manuscript, you need to be messy. You need to allow yourself chaos. Like the universe itself, art comes inevitably, necessarily, from chaos. So come on, let the chaos in. So this week, allow mess and chaos and doubt into your writing. If you normally write on a keyboard, write longhand with a pen. If you write in a beautiful journal, today, tomorrow, this week, write on some loose, scrappy, torn up bits of paper. Write quickly this week. Write imperfectly this week. Repeat yourself. Use nonsense words. Illustrate your words with stick figures if you want. Write a really terrible sentence. I mean, really bad. Write a bad paragraph. Write a simile which is as bad as an old banana, a metaphor which is the scabbiest tree in the desert, a phrase which makes as much sense as mud on water what the tree did not do. Now, notice that even after writing the terrible words, you are still breathing. Nothing happened. No one got hurt. Get it out of your system. In particular, I want to suggest that you think perhaps about some of the moments or scenes or things that you know you need to write, which you have been avoiding. This week, choose one of them. Write it badly. Write it terribly. Aim for bad, because once you get the mess down, then you've unlocked the possibilities. You've unlocked freedom. You can only find your voice if you allow yourself to be terrible. So this week, it's time to get messy. So I hope you do, and I hope that this is a week full of messy, chaotic, creative joy.